for those of you who aren't familiar with ASCII, ASCII is a community of independent VARs, managed services providers, and solution providers. It was formed in 1984 by Alan Weinberger, who you met earlier today. ASCII helps solution providers refocus on revenue-generating activities and supports key functions such as operations, sales, marketing, and vendor management. The organization's focus is to provide solution providers with the tools necessary to survive and grow in the competitive technology market. They have 8 nationwide ASCII summits in the United States, and then they're launching one in Canada this year as well. And the focus for those is on networking, small business education, and vendor services. And I was just at the ASCII Milwaukee event. Was anybody there about 5 weeks ago? No, just myself. There was some good stuff that went on in there. Always good to meet new people and see what the vendors are up to. All right, I'll quickly introduce our panelists because you met them earlier today. We have on the far left down there is Ryan Bowman. Next to him is Stan Lussant. And to my immediate right is Joe Bassino. How about a round of applause? Stan, Ryan, and Joe. And I feel like because they have so many friends in here, no heckling, no tomatoes, nothing like that. Please be gentle. All right. So first, why don't we start with you, Ryan. What ASCII tools and resources do you utilize the most often to improve your business? What impacts you the most?
I'm going to say the member interaction done through ASCII Link, the email list service, but that's just the vehicle to really network with your peers. Anytime I need input on whether I'm evaluating a new product, a particular business issue you're dealing with, if you put the message out there, you probably get more response than you bargain for most times. And usually there's some good feedback. Other folks that have had experience with the product can maybe give you some tips or business advice. They've gone through a similar situation. So for me, it's just the input from other folks that are in the same kind of business I am that maybe a different place have gone through experiences that I haven't that we can learn from each other.
Can I ask how many times do you post a question or a request on there versus how many times you're, you know, gleaning information from? I'm just curious, how many times does that impact your business?
I probably glean more than I post.
Yeah.
Because sometimes other folks will post a question that's relevant to me, but you know, so I may pick up information on other threads that maybe I didn't begin with my question. I probably get more than I give.
Got it. Okay. Stan, what's the most important ASCII benefit to you?
For me, some of the stuff that I mentioned earlier, which is the PR ability. But in addition to that stuff, there is also vendor discounts. If there's some vendors that you actually currently deal with now, you actually realize that you can actually get reduction in your rates based on some of those, you know, just the associations that they have with ASCII. So that's one of those things that some people forget about. We constantly have to remind ourselves that those vendor lists are actually growing. And in addition to that, you know, we're starting to get into some group buy type situations to really get better pricing than anyone else can in the industry in terms of coming in at a volume level with, you know, pulling everybody's resources together, almost like, you know, with how Alan started the group originally. So that stuff to me has been a great resource. And, of course, you know, I wouldn't be a member if I didn't say the benefit of definitely that ASCII list, right? And the big thing about it, there's a main list and then there's subrooms. So, you know, you could have your techs in one room, and then you can have, like, if you have management issues or issues of that nature, that's a whole separate area. And, you know, you can keep those guys out because that might be business-related issues that you don't want. You know, you might be talking about one of the techs who's on ASCII list. You don't want them to get into that. So that is one of the benefits as well. There are those side rooms, of course.
And vendors can't and don't participate.
No, no vendors in, and no forwarding the emails to vendors.
No forwarding of emails outside of the group without explicit permission, and that is a very sacrosanct rule.
Got it. Yeah. So. Yeah. Joe?
Well, I'm going to add on to the ASCII list being a key part of what we look for in ASCII. Matter of fact, just right before the last presentation, I just posted something to somebody that was looking for help, so... we use that constantly, but the benefits for the discounts for the vendors definitely helps out. I personally know with one of my vendors, the discounts I get have already paid for the membership easily. The additional thing that maybe not a lot of people know is you can actually go to ASCII. Let's say you need hands in the field, hands and eyes, someplace that you're not located. You can send them an email, and they can actually help you try to set you up with another IT provider in that area that may be able to help you out. That has actually worked for us a couple times, and it's a really helpful service.
Good. Got it. Joe, let me stick with you and talk about networking. So we touched on that a little bit. But can you talk about, you know, it's a key component of the ASCII community. How have you leveraged that outside of, you know, with the jobs and all those things? What particular things have you done that networking has helped you either get smarter, you know, make more connections, things like that?
Definitely the ASCII events. Since I've been a member, I don't think I've missed one yet. And
that's in your regional
that's
area?
That's in my regional area, yeah. There's been some very informative things. My first ASCII event I went to was in Atlantic City, and I think I left buying more products because I actually didn't know they existed from that event. And it actually worked out pretty well. Vendors I still use.
Yeah.
I met a lot of good vendors at these events and just continued the relationship.
Great. So it's not just peer-to-peer. It's also the...
A lot of it's peer-to-peer. I mean, yeah. I enjoyed talking to my peers, but seeing some of these vendors out there and hearing what they have to say and what... not all of them are sales pitchy, which I don't like. It's a lot of, hey, this is what you can be doing.
Got it. Stan, how do you utilize networking through ASCII?
If you saw the September issue of Channel Pro, that was my face on there.
Yeah.
It's just, you want to be in the room where there are people that make decisions, right? People who move the industry. And obviously, being part of ASCII, being part of these events, help you to do that because those people are at the events. So being able to utilize that, leverage those resources, right, make those contacts, because that's my thing. If I'm in the room and the people who are in the room need to be there are there, I'm going to make my way over there and shake those hands. So, being in the room is more than half the battle to me. But once you're there, you're able to walk around and utilize it. And ASCII is another one of those organizations that helps bring all those players to the table.
Got it. And just so you know, we're recording this, and we'll edit out the part about Channel Pro.
No. Yeah. I'm still waiting
to be full disclosure.
I'm still waiting for my BSM cover.
I'm waiting for the payment. All right. Full disclosure. All right, Ryan.
Yeah. So I echo what you guys last said. The events are great. Just attended the Baltimore one last week, and I think from the peer networking is great. On the vendor side, I would say that it's helpful that to some degree the vendors who are there, ASCII has vetted in some way there, that they understand who the ASCII community is, what type of businesses that they are, and the folks that are willing to work with ASCII members and sponsor their events are vendors who are looking for those types of companies to work with, where you still have to vet, the vendor for your situation, your needs, but if you just kind of go to the broader market, as we all know, there's a lot of vendors out there who will sell to us, but maybe we're not their area of focus or their specialty, and you can get into some spots where maybe in the long term it maybe isn't the best. So that helpful to kind of have a little bit of a doorkeeper for some of the vendors that come in and make sure that they're aligning with the type of businesses that we
There's almost like a pre-vetting process instead of you just search around on the internet,
right,
that they've gone through and know the audience.
And there's another thing, right? I mean, if you have an issue with a vendor, you can bring it to the folks at ASCII, Doug, and they will actually deal with the vendor on your behalf if there is a pressing issue. So you almost have somebody in your corner saying, hey, listen, we have a membership here that utilizes you guys. You can't be screwing one of our guys over. So there is that also added benefit that a guy doesn't, that most people don't know about. When you do have an issue, if you've been yelling and screaming and no one's listening to you, you can bring in the big guns and have them go to bat for you.
And it seems like the one word that comes to mind whenever we engage with somebody related to ASCII is community. It's not just a group. It's not just a list. It really is a community of like-minded, similarly situated managed services providers all trying to work on behalf of the community. It's not just your voice. It's all your voices together. I don't know if anybody wants to add to that at all, or you're all nodding your head, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, we're all yelling. Yeah. When one of us yells, we all yell, too.
Let me ask you this. I don't know how you're going to answer this question. I'm just curious. So at the ASCII conference in Milwaukee, security was an overwhelming theme, and that's what it seemed to be on both days. We were there for 2 days of it. Can you talk about, I'm sure that's important to your business and to your end users, how has your membership in ASCII helped you stay engaged with what's going on from a security standpoint, or help you stay ahead of the curve of maybe a non-ASCII member from a security standpoint, just having your ear to the ground or something? Ryan, you want to take that one?
Yeah, it's very helpful. I think the presenters and so vendors that come to ASCII events generally do a pretty good job of making their presentations be largely educational. of course, they've all got, you know, a product or service to pitch. That's, you know, they want you to buy their product, and that's, you know, to be expected. But at the same time, you can get just a lot of general education. And, you know, even you may even choose a vendor different than the one who presented some ideas or concepts, but they do bring experts in their particular respective areas in, talk about what's happening, and then you may choose that vendor or another vendor. But very educational. It's a great way to find out what those market trends are, yeah. What's coming, what types of services could be offered to your customers. So I found it very educational.
Great. For me, here's a big one. I mean, last year during the ASCII summits, there was the security guy was Eugene, who ends up, he lives 20 minutes away from me. So we became friends, and I mean, I have instant access to a security guy if I need him, right?
Eugene Tawaya?
Yeah, right? So I have personally instant access, and we're friends, and we hang out all the time. And that would have never happened if it wasn't for ASCII, as far as I'm concerned. But in addition to that, when something happens, right, I know CJ is the dental guy. The ADA sent out USBs that actually had malware on it. What do you do? When something happens, people will put that on the list, right? You know, they send this out. You know, I would have never known this article was hidden beneath everything, right? So people are actually putting that information out there to not only educate themselves, but obviously to help everybody else. Hey, if you have clients in this arena or they get this thing, you know, make sure not to, you know, open this. Or, hey, this is the latest crypto that's out there, and we're using our Datto device in X, Y, and Z. So there's a lot of that going on in terms of people saying this is the new variant of something that has happened, right, and this is what I'm doing to prevent it. You know, we've had people say, hey, I've never got an infection because I do A, B, C, and D. If you implement these things, you'll be in the same position. So there is definitely a lot of talk in that security space. And, you know, really security is just about knowing what's out there, when it comes out, and being on top of it, right? So it's an ever-growing, constant threat. So
yeah, at that Milwaukee event, CJ Azell, who you're talking about, focuses on the dental vertical. He talked about plug in a USB device, which has happened. Like you said, the American Dental Association, Datto talked about it as well. So it was, don't let anybody plug in a USB device. And of course, I just lent my computer to come to you, and they plugged in the USB device. So I'm looking, going, right now I'm dead. My computer's fried, so at least I'm aware of it. So, did you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, well, sometimes too, ASCII does, in their summits, they have a member who's a specialist like CJ, actually do a presentation about penetrating a specific vertical. And I found his presentation at one of the summits of last year was very helpful to let you know what products are the leading products, that whether it's really worth going into the vertical. You know, you hear things like dentists are cheap, you know. But the other thing, the other two things I've seen consistently is members use each other for business. You know, there's real dollars and cents there. I've used Stan for emergency support 2 weeks ago. He bailed me out. Thanks, Stan. And I have a reciprocal agreement with another firm that we've done a lot of projects together. One of the benefits of using ASCII for that is that if a member doesn't perform, you can go to ASCII to help put some pressure on. That's very rare, but it does add a little bit of respectability to know who you're dealing with.
Thank you. Joe, can you add anything in terms of education you've received through ASCII, whether it's through that listserv, just keeping up to speed on security or any other topics like that?
Yeah, I mean, the listserv, you can learn a lot just by browsing and looking. I mean, I recommend joining the conversation, but like Stan was saying, I mean, there's been times I've seen something come across that might not have replied, but right away I'm like, oh, this is interesting, and I got an email right out to my clients, you know, listen, watch out for this, watch out for that. Good example, I think TeamViewers probably had the other day came across
what was
again, TeamViewer
in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Got it, okay.
You know, right away, I knew the clients that were using it, sent out, and it kept me abreast of the situation faster than I probably would have got it over any other way.
Yeah, very interesting. So I do have one more question for the rest of the group, but I want to ask this next one to you, Stan. So you've taken advantage of ASCII's PR program, mentioned it up on the main stage, and you've contributed to the Business Solutions website. We've also featured in the special edition that we published with ASCII together. Can you share with this group in terms of what it's meant for your business to invest that time and to get the help from ASCII in order to get your name out there? Like we said up on stage, if it wasn't for ASCII, you would have been...
I'll be hanging out with you right now. And one of the things is, it's it's one thing for your clients to see you as an expert, right? Because they don't know anything about the field. You're the guy. You're you know, you're seen as that expert. But having other people in your industry see you as an expert, that's really where it's at, right? And being able to do those articles, publish that stuff, put it out there, help everybody out in with situations that I've been through myself, to me, that has been invaluable in helping, you know, a guy like Dave calling me for help, right? Or other ASCII members. You know, I've probably done 30, 40 grand worth of ASCII work. And I've been in there for 2 years, and that's not why I joined, right? That wasn't the reason why I joined the room. So having that information out there, whether you realize how it's flowing or not, and one of the things I've always learned about marketing is, you know, nobody knows the one thing that works, right? You just need your name floating out there in the pot. And if people see your name enough times, you know, whether it's through, you know, communicating on ASCII, through publishing, you know, some of those articles with BSM and any of the other publications, seeing your name out there, realizing that, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about, or they're the expert in the field, you know, then you start getting that work through your other peers who might need your specialty. So that's been one of the things.
I mean, there's a real perception thing. If you're published, it raises your stature. And the way that you get published is all you really need to do is connect with Alicia at the ASCII group. BSM will feed the right topics, and you just have to write, you know, 400, 500 words, and Alicia will give you coaching on terms of what works best, kind of act as your editor there, and so it can really get your name out there and people regard you as the expert in smart partnerships.
Yeah, and what we talked about earlier in terms of seizing opportunity. I mean, I was like, Alicia, how does this work? She's like, well, I send an email about once a month with topics, and you tell me what topic you want. And you'd be surprised. There's people, you know, there's topics that stay open for 2 months, right? Because people don't take advantage. But
yeah,
it's up to you to take advantage. No one's going to come force feed you. But her one rule is, if you say you're going to write something and you don't write it, you're never writing something. So if you commit, just make sure that you're going to deliver on that commitment. Otherwise, she gets real nasty up in Ottawa up there, right? You guys aren't doing it. But that's it.
Got it. So we talked a lot about the member benefits through ASCII. I'm curious, Joe, if we can start with you. Where would your business be if you weren't an ASCII member? How would your business be different?
I think it would take me a lot longer to actually get introduced to more products that were out there and additional peers to talk to. Having that right there that I have access to really does help me out. Being able to access something quickly and get help with something. So that's pretty much it.
Got it. So it shortens the learning curve.
It does shorten the learning curve, yeah.
Ryan, where would you see your business if it wasn't for ASCII?
Yeah, I would say the same thing. Just the times, a lot of time-saving things. The one thing that I don't think was mentioned is there's some, like, a document library. So if you need to write a contract for something, they've got a good library of documents that are, you know, kind of a template type thing that you can take, and at least you've got a framework to start from, right? I'm as far from an attorney as you ever want to get. If I had to write, you know, some kind of an MSP agreement from scratch, it would take me forever. But I can go grab one of those documents, and I can tweak it to my liking. But I've got a good framework to start with, so it saves a ton of time. And if there's nothing on the library that meets your needs, again, put a message on ASCII link, and there's a good chance that some of the members got a document that they're willing to share with you that, again, you can kind of, you know, edit and massage it. But you get so a ton of time savings. Product information, other business needs, just not having to reinvent the wheel every time all by ourselves. We can at least get some building blocks to start with that somebody else has already created. Everybody's business is different to some extent, but we're also the same to some extent. We can at least take something and not have to start from scratch. So I think it's just a ton of time savings.
There are probably things inside of your business as you're facing them, you're thinking, I'm not the first person in the world to ever face this.
Right.
And that's what this community does, is you turn to other people who've been through this exact same thing. Stan, where would your business be besides, you mentioned, 30 to 40 grand lighter?
Yeah, be struggling. But no, in addition to, I mean, and I hound on the reason I hound on the PR stuff is, for me, there's another element of my business where I do expert witness legal work, okay? And unless you're published, unless you're seen, you know, you're not going to get anywhere in that arena. And one of the things that I want to do is get published so I can actually get more of those clients. So for me, I mean, I'm doing a lot of that work these days. I wouldn't be doing as much of that work, as crazy it sounds, because I probably would still be trying to knock on doors and figure out who I can write articles for and have no lead-in to anybody, right? Because you can write 100 emails to these people, to editors who need content, and nobody writes you back. But in addition to that, there's an efficiency point, right? Not wasting time on things that you don't need to waste time on, right? Where, you know, through the advice of other people, hey, why are you doing that? You shouldn't be doing that. This is the proper way to do something. So having that, those people and the resources there to help guide you, right? You know, I like to learn from other people's mistakes, right? So I don't have to make them. So there is definitely an efficiency component of, you know, time, you know, saving yourself time and energy instead of wasting them on resources that you don't need and putting them exactly where they need to be, you know, the right place.
Beautiful. We only have a couple minutes left time for maybe one question, if anybody has one from the group. Jackie.
Hi. I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but I'm trying to, I just took down 7 different reasons why it is important to be an ASCII member. Okay, and I'm sure like when you went into the CompTIA session, you guys did the same thing, I probably got another 7 in there. But here's my question, because they're a little bit different with each individual and what the MSP requires. Here's the 7 I came up with that were the key ones. Market research and trends, community and sharing, sales training, education, strategic alliance partnerships, advocacy, which I thought was great, PR programs, excellent, and building thought leadership. So when I'm looking at all these companies or organizations, how would I rank them or list them for what's the core competency ASCII provides versus CompTIA versus ESM? You know, so how do these all, what, you know, where do you go for what? How would you rank them? And your answer may be a little different than his answer, but what I'm hoping to see is, if out of these 7 items, is there one thing that you can all agree on that's the core reason why you go to ASCII and you stay with ASCII?
Brain trust. All right?
What is it?
For me, it's the brain trust. All right, and that was actually the main reason.
It wasn't an option, but...
Yeah, well, no, you're going to add it. You're going to add it.
But it cuts across, I think, all
the because what happens is it's the people in the group, in the, you know, the community, right, that actually enables you to get all those other things that you get out of it. So for me, being able to reach out to everybody, being able to call Dave, being able to call CJ, whoever else, you know, in the group, and pull out information that I need, I don't know if I can get that in any other group. And honestly, from my standpoint, I'm willing to spend, you know, a year's worth of money on 4 groups at a time, find which one works for me, and then kick the other ones out, right? So, because there are options, you're right. There's a lot of options. But for me, that trumps all.
Okay. So you feel that's their key strength that pushes you. Now, does somebody feel differently? There's a different key strength. Or can you all agree on brand trust?
No, I agree.
I would agree on that, and I'll just stay on a mention before, so I didn't bother echoing, but one vendor discount program that ASCII has alone more than pays for my ASCII membership.
Which one is that?
Max Focus.
Yeah, LogicNow. That's okay. Exactly the same one here.
LogicNow, Max Focus. Yeah. That discount alone is more than what my ASCII fee is. So if I don't do anything else, it's still worth it. Now, there's a ton more that I can glean from, so... You know, you got everybody's business needs are different, but for me, that was, you know, it's a no-brainer. All I have to do, like, you know, pay them their fee, and my other fee goes down more than that. You know, I'm actually ahead of the game, and then all these other things that we have access to, where it's just icing on the cake, so to speak. It's all there for whatever you can get out of it. There's certainly things within ASCII that I don't utilize that I probably could and should,
right? Exactly.
But so.
Great, thank you. So unfortunately, that's all the time that we have, but if you want to learn more about ASCII, a couple things. First, you can always stop by the booth. Trevor and Alan are going to be there, and you'll be able to find out more information. Just go on to ASCII.com, ASCII.com, and August 17th and 18th in New Jersey at the Hilton East Brunswick Hotel is going to be one of the success summits. That's about an hour away from here. I haven't Google mapped it. It's probably, that means it's 10 miles. It's going to take an hour to get there. No, and so, but that's only really drive time about an hour from here. Again, if you're not fully convinced, go to one of those, immerse yourself, and you get to meet a lot of other folks like this and really become a part of that community. We strongly, strongly stress it. What was that, Jessica? That was August 17th and 18th. And again, if you go to ASCII.com, that's going to link you as well. And again, Trevor and Alan can take care of you for sure.
But Jim, they definitely want to come to the one in South Beach in 2 weeks. Oh, I know how hot it is.
Tag along in South Beach if you've got somebody you can split a hotel room with.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, thank you very much for attending this. We're going to head on back to the main room for our last panel of the day and, of course, our prize giveaways. Round of applause for our panelists.
I would have been back to Miami for a second time.
Oh, yeah.